Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
6:45, quarter till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Sun's coming up. Skies are lightening. The rain should be over with. They're saying sunny skies today. Milder temps, less humid. Highs of 86. Same for tomorrow. Highs of 88 then and 89 on Sunday. So less humid but still hot. Right now it's about 73 degrees. And, of course, tonight, Friday night, that means Friday night lights and high school football. Get ready for week 4 of our Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup. You can join Ian Ozan and Coach Lou Valden, my former schoolmate, tonight, every Friday night at 7 for the most comprehensive high school football show in America. And Ian Ozan joins us now to talk about it. How you doing, Ian?
Morning, Tommy. How you do?
I'm all right, sir. What you got coming up tonight?
So tonight we're going to be at the Shrine on Airline as Catholic League play begins. And just so people understand, because yesterday on the Talk and Text line, somebody asked, how can John Curtis and Edna Carr be in the Catholic League?
But wait, to be clear, back in the day, Chalmette was in the Catholic League as well.
Right, that's correct. It's just a familiar name for what is now District 9-5A. It's made up predominantly and historically of all Catholic schools, even though every now and again you get either a public or a non-Catholic Christian school in there like we have now. So tonight we're at the Shrine on Airline, Archbishop Rummel taking on John Curtis. Rummel, they've been rolling since they were upset in week 1 on the road by Lafayette Christian Academy. They missed an extra point in that game. That was the difference, 27-26. Since then, they've steamrolled their opponents. They beat U-High convincingly in the Superdome 2 weeks ago, 30-17. Last week, I hate to tell you this, Tommy, they shut out Archbishop Shaw, 29-0. That game was never close.
Who was that again?
This is Rummel.
Yeah.
Rummel's defense.
Shaw off to a tough start because they had a rough time with Carr and a rough time with Rummel. Right?
Yeah, Shaw's 0-3. The issue with them is they lost a lot of players who were on the state championship team last year. When you're Archbishop Shaw and you're coming off that state championship high, the players, the coaches, the fans think, oh, it's going to be easy. We can do this again. Or at least the fans will think that. But this is a rebuilding year for Archbishop Shaw. They're going to take their lumps and they're taking them right now. Shaw's a good team. They're going to get wins. I still think they have a chance of getting into the playoffs, but it's going to be a rough go, especially early on as they're playing these tough non-district opponents. Rummel, meanwhile, though, their defense has been stellar. They proved that last week, but this is going to be their toughest test this year. John Curtis has three running backs, Jacoby Boudreaux, Gavin Lede, and Isaac Ravosky. They're all averaging more than 80 yards rushing per game. Boudreaux by himself, averaging 120 yards per game, has 5 touchdowns coming into tonight. Rummel, though, they have a bad habit of beating themselves. We saw that in week 1. They did yeoman's work against Lafayette Christian in the second half of that game, but their offense only scored 10 points. That allowed LCA back into the game and allowed them to hand Rummel their only loss of the year so far. Running backs Jayton Terrence, Corin Hawkins, they're going to have to carry the Raiders tonight. And really and truly, they're going to have to play the same type of game they played against U-High 2 weeks ago, because when they combine for a 231 yards rushing on the ground, they're unstoppable.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I would think so. So you're going to be tonight at the Shrine on Airline.
Correct. Coach Lou and I will be at the Shrine on Airline. We'll be broadcasting from the press box. We'll be there from 7 to 10:30, and we'll have updates from games across the region as well as across the state.
Tell me about some North Shore matchups.
Yeah, on the North Shore, we have a ton of rivalry matchups this week, and forget records. When you have these teams playing against each other, anything can happen. Mandeville taking on Slidell tonight. Both of these teams are 2-1. Slidell looking to rebound from a shootout loss at Warren Easton last week, 64-49. That may have been the most exciting game in the New Orleans area because it seemed as if touchdowns were being scored willy-nilly. Mm. That game didn't end until almost 10:30.
Really?
Because of how many touchdowns and how many offensive plays were happening.
Well, and you had to play the fight song, too. I mean,
well, yeah, you have to pause a minute for the fight song every touchdown. Mandeville, meanwhile, is rebounded last week from a loss to Madison Prep. They beat Carver 39-14. Again, somebody trying to get to 3-1, the other team will fall to 500. 0-4 North Shore will host 3-0 Covington. North Shore, don't let that record fool you. They've played some tough opponents and, in most of the cases, have played them tight. They lost by a touchdown to Jesuit. They were competitive with Picayune, Mississippi. John Curtis, Lakeshore, game got away from North Shore, but still, they're going to give Covington a fight. The Lions, though, they do what they do best. That's win. They beat Bogalusa, Franklinton, Booker T. Washington coming into this week, and they won those games rather convincingly. Lakeshore, they're 3-0. They travel to 1-1 North Lake Christian. And LaRanger, 2-1, plays 1-2 Kentwood. Kentwood, a team that's consistently competing for a state championship. It's an odd year when they don't make it to the Superdome. To see them at 1-2 at this juncture is a bit of a surprise, but I think they're going to give LaRanger a fight, and there's a very good chance Kentwood could get back to 500 tonight.
You know what I love about listening to it is that you can go to LaRanger or Kentwood or wherever, and you just hear it on the air when you hear the update from the different games, and it just makes you feel as though you are there with the Friday Night Lights and without having to take the long drive to wherever it is to see the game. You know what I'm saying? Y'all do a great job with that.
Thank you. I appreciate it, and especially in Kentwood, and Tyler Thomas is going there tonight. When you listen to his reports, the crowd noise is unbelievable. There's sometimes where it drowns Tyler out. If ever you get a chance to drive to Kentwood to see a game under the water tank, do it, because it's a great environment, great fans, great football.
Britney Spears performing at halftime? No?
I don't think so, no.
Okay. Tell me about what the legislature's looking at with LHSA.
So the legislature has had a couple of hearings so far, the most recent one earlier this week, trying to get the LHSAA to be more transparent, whatever that means. Transparency in the Louisiana legislature, two words that typically don't go hand in hand, but I digress. The legislature wants the LSAA to be more transparent when it comes to the rules allowing athletes to transfer from school to school. You're seeing some lawmakers push the LHSAA to do what college is doing, and that's allow a one-time transfer. Mm. And when you have parents, and Mary Patricia Ray, who is a law professor at Tulane, interviewed her yesterday. That interview is going to run during the show tonight. And she said, when you're a parent and you invest money in your student, in your kids, whether as a student athlete or playing travel ball, you want them to have the best opportunity to succeed and to go to college. And now we're seeing the legislature push that by trying to dangle the carrot and tell the LHSAA, we want you to do this. Now, legally, the state Supreme Court has ruled previously, the legislature really can't boss around the LHSAA because of language in the state constitution. However, there are ways, whether it be financial or by compelling schools to put rules into the LHSA constitution to where they can get what they want. Right now, there is a proposal, at least what I'm hearing from my sources, a proposal that will be put on the LHSAA convention agenda in January that would allow schools to do the one-time transfer, allow students to do a one-time transfer. But I think what gets lost in all of this is, this is ultimately up to the principals. It's not Eddie Bonine or anybody else at the LHSAA front office that decides this. The LHSAA is an organization made up of schools and school principals. And the principals ultimately are the people responsible for setting LHSAA policy. If people want to change the transfer rule, they need to go to their local principals and say, we want this done.
See, man, the thing that bothers me about all of that is I know a lot of parents got their kids involved in travel ball. I don't know at what point in football does that apply, but, you know, not everybody's going to play at the next level.
No, but everybody thinks they will, and they think that paying $500, $1,000 to go to a showcase or play travel ball or play a tournament,
coach or whatever, it's not going to make your kid a next-level athlete, and the same thing with college. Not everybody's going to play at the next level, and I used to still love high school football because it's at the purest level where people know they're not going to play at the next level, but they want to do it for love of the game. Now that's the last time to go put the pads on, right?
Right,
but,
and that's the beauty of high school football. Meanwhile, when you look at baseball, softball, volleyball, basketball, you see a lot of parents that are fueling what has become a cottage industry and making a lot of other people rich while they live their own dreams through their kids.
Dream, that's not going to happen. Same thing happens with golf. You see them at the driving range every day. You can hit a bunch of balls. That's not going to give you the hand-eye coordination that it takes to be an elite golfer.
So exactly.
We'll see. All right. Thank you, Ian. 6:54. We'll be listening tonight. It is the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup presented by Acadian Companies and Dr. Pepper tonight, 7 till 10:30, only on WWL. 6:54. Traffic now, WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.